is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, May 13th, year 2007. And it's the second hour of Mother's Day dedication. And we want to get into where we were on the idea of socialized insurance as the mode for the protection of the Gene Anti-Discrimination Act that was passed by the House of Representatives. And we'll go to the Senate in a few days to be revised out. The whole concept of health care, we could call it really medical care to be semantically correct on this thing. But the whole thing comes down to the fact there is a what I call a backstory on the Michael Moore, who has a movie that he's promoting called Sicko. And, of course, the United States government is rightly investigating him for sending 9/11 patients to Cuba to have health care in Cuba. What I see in that, of course, they're asking him, you know, how is it that he's violating out on the harbor accident going to Cuba as an American? Europeans can go to Cuba, but Americans can't go to Cuba. So the U.S. government in this case, I think, is totally correct in their view. Investigating it out, why have the healthcare system in Cuba concept? Now, the whole thing is, what we have going on in medical care for employers are these escalating healthcare costs and in these various plans. And a lot of Americans are deciding to get their health care in foreign countries. And because the costs are different, insurance companies that may cover these kinds of aspects may cover it, but there are other issues, and I want to get into it. It's got even a name now, which is called medical tourism. And there are types of foreign health care benefits that the employers in America are strongly considering to implement as fast as they can. Medical treatments that are not found in a person's own country have been around a long time. You know, you have Canadians, you have English, you know, the people from Britain, the citizens of the nations who have socialized medicine. They'll travel to foreign countries to obtain more immediate surgery or medical care that was than is available in their own country. And so they go to Latin America, they go to Brazil, you know, into Brazil particularly, in Mexico, is a route, trade route, going to the Pacific Pan countries. And, of course, there are uninsured Americans who will also come under a lot of these plans. And the whole concept of going to a foreign country for medical care is a trend that is absolute in terms of social planning. It's going to happen fast. And the countries that seem to be getting the biggest play on this are India, Thailand, Singapore, Mexico, South Africa. And so they're going to be part of the new system for health plan benefits for employers who sponsor health care coverage. And they're also going to develop low-cost foreign medical care to secondary, what they're going to call secondary passport Americans. We're going to cover more of this after the break. And if you'd like to call in, it's 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Pathways. And what we're discussing here is foreign medical care that employers in America that are picking up on and tying in with the concept of cost of savings to the employer. At the same time, we have these global contracts with foreign countries that play into the equation, which I'm tying in, connecting out that particular dot that no one else seems to want to talk about. The American hospital bill, as a general accounting office, is running around $6,280. And the whole process is that the cost of surgery and medical procedures can be about 30 to 80% lower, as the best that I can see. You take a heart valve in America is running around on the rough around $200,000. In a foreign hospital in either India, Thailand, Singapore, Mexico, and South Africa, that can run around $6,700 for a heart valve. If you have a herniated disc repair in American hospital, it's going to run around $90,000. In a foreign hospital, at the moment, it's around $10,000. If you want a heart bypass, an American hospital on the gruff, is around 56,000. I think it's a little bit higher than that in some cases. And foreign hospitals, around $8,000. If you want a hip replacement, it's in American hospitals, around $40,000. In a foreign hospital, it's $13,000. And a liver transplant can be $300,000 in an American hospital, which is more than a heart valve. And in a foreign hospital, a liver transplant will run around $30,000. So what the American employers are going to be doing here is they're going to give a cash bonus of a fixed amount to their employees. It's the low end because the average bill in American hospitals is running $6,280. Most of these employer insurance plans that are being moved away from American hospitals will run around $5,000 to $10,000 as a cash bonus or a fixed amount to employee. There's another way. Looks like a cash bonus. I think that is representing a percentage of the estimated savings realized by the foreign medical care plan. And then the employers are already doing this, which is called a pre-surgery vacation in a foreign country. And the amount of savings realized by the employer, because if they have, let's say, a self-funding system, and the employee has surgery abroad, then an employer can pay the full cost of the employee's treatment in the foreign country and plus pay all travel expenses to that country. They could pay cash payment and other incentives to an employee willing to go to the foreign country. And so this is real in terms of how the Joint Commission International on the global counterpart of America's Joint Commission on Accreditation of Healthcare Organizations, they're saying that these facilities outside the United States will increase, and this will include regarded Bumrungrad International Hospital in Thailand, and they have 6 facilities in India, 11 in Singapore, 2 facilities in Taiwan, 7 in Brazil, and 4 in China. And the reason China is important, which I'm going to get to in this hour, is because the acceleration of biotechnology in gene therapy, which will be implemented in these other countries way before it is in America. The reason that employers are interested in placing these foreign healthcare programs into what I really foresee very quickly is going to be a self-funded healthcare plan. These foreign hospitals do not come under the privacy and security rules of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. This is called HIPAA, and the regulations under HIPAA run hundreds and hundreds of pages. They have inspectors come out from the government telling people how to run their business in the hospital and the rest of it. It's very, very involved. So the employer would really have to have things, you know, issues in place on paper that to minimize a risk, and that will violate HIPAA when the employee is treated in another country. So these business associate agreements with foreign hospitals and hospital networks around the world have very high visibility. Whole concept that the Apollo Hospital Group in India provides what are called virtual patient visits through websites and allow, you know, email exchanges between the patient and the friends and the families back home. They have luxurious resort facilities. They have spa hospitals that offer private rooms, 24-hour private nursing care, and totally watched and monitored. in such a way to make it very attractive for employees to go to foreign countries for medical care. The disadvantages that I see is that the patient's travel make the condition worse, whatever we're dealing with, because difficult patients are have a hard time with social economic changes. And there's also the Americans are very tuned into political and social unrest in developing countries. So if the patient receives what I call a negligent care, lawsuits against the medical provider for malpractice and breach of contract would be limited by local law. So the patients are really asked to sign waivers. These waivers look very close to the ones I was talking about that are happening in American hospitals right now, and where they own you. And I've talked about that, where each part of the body is owned by a different corporation in real-world terms, in terms of research, development, and you don't own your property of your blood and tissues, which I mentioned in the past hour concerning genetic testing, to make socialized insurance part of the program of America. And a lot of political candidates may be teasing with that idea in a very real system, because the social planners have told them they want to implement it. And the employers and other plan sponsors will add these foreign hospital programs that add additional benefits for expenses. This includes a waiver of copayments, which the Senate will object to, and the transportation expenses for the patient can be given by the employer. They want to do that. The expenses for a traveling companion, hotel and meal and incidental expenses for the patient and the traveling companion. There can be, and it looks like some of these contracts will have translation expenses when you're in the foreign country for the medical care, and expenses for the consultation with American doctors while in the foreign hospital. And this is where telemedicine is going to play a very important point, where you can be anywhere in the world and have anyone advise you in terms of when you're in this foreign hospital setting. And, of course, incentive payments, and, of course, the which I mentioned earlier, which would be either cash or a pre-surgery vacation. I find it interesting that the greatest objection by the United States government in this program of socialized medicine and socialized insurance is they don't want to support passport or visa expenses, and I find that fascinating. But the federal income tax issues need to be really looked at, because income tax issues for employees that have these benefits must understand that really the IRS, in order to explain them to for employees, is going to change the whole IRS system for deductibilities. Because if the expense qualifies as a medical expense, if you look at the tax code, it's Section 213D of the Internal Revenue Code. An employer can provide a group health care plan for that expense to the employee on a non-taxable basis, providing that the term medical care means amounts paid for the diagnosis and the cure and the mitigation of treatment, and for transportation primarily for essential medical care. And the amounts paid for lodging away from home would have to be changed in the IRS code, but the amounts paid for lodging while away from home, primary for essential medical care, shall be treated as the medical care if the medical care is referred to in the IRS code, provided by a physician or a licensed hospital. Therein lies the rub. Got to make sure that the licensed hospital is in the foreign country. We will get back to on the next part of Parker Pathways to delve into some medical care in foreign countries twists. Talk to you after the break.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're discussing foreign medical care and how employers are moving along with the tie-in for genetic discrimination concepts and acts to prevent such things, and under the guise of developing what is called a socialized insurance system for everyone. And do not think for 1 minute that this is an academic discussion we're having here on Parker Pathways. It's another revelation that the public needs to know in terms of the very basis of the big umbrella for the future of our country is first of all, start in with a thought that we don't have America as we know it. That's why we need a constitutional amendment to discuss constructive treason, the concept of developing a grand jury of science and technology, the concept of being able to vote on what goes in our food, water, medical, and animal protocols, and be able to develop what I call a level of awareness in terms of those kinds of wordings that make these new constitutional amendments viable within the globalization of the World Court, the World Bank, who make the decisions in terms of the United Nations governing property, which includes you and the water, and the concept of what is property rights, which has been in another show in terms of, I want to get into the concept of eminent domain and how it affects these other dots of the social planners as to how they're working it and to implement the viability of what is called foreign law. And foreign law is already being used in some of the Supreme Court decisions and implementing decisions for how we live for the next 100 years. So the whole concept is that in California, insurance companies are already beginning to offer plans that cover the treatment both in the United States and in Mexico. This comes under the treaty concept of the SPP. There's a United Group Programs Incorporated, a company. They're already providing third-party administrative services and marketing and plans for self-employed employers. And this includes the Bermerand International Hospital. And one North Carolina company, I believe is called Blue Ridge Paper Products, is going to put a benefit program in place quickly, where they were going to offer an employee the cash incentive of $10,000. They can fly to India for shoulder and gallbladder operations. And that's how they're going to start with that. And then the idea has permeated into the West Virginia legislature. And the bill was introduced last year to offer foreign hospitalization benefits to state employees. And then the foreign health care program will be implemented fully as the social planners wish to have this by the year 2015. That's their goal date. And the reason for that is that I think is because the gross national product in America will be about, as estimated by economists, be about 20% of the gross national product will be on health care. So if you're uninsured and American employers may be forced to turn to developing countries, they call them developing countries, to afford health care, will be the way to circumvent the concept of you not owning any part of the research that goes on with these plans, and also to be able to cut the costs for the employer, which the costs are quite extensive for the employer. But if you have 20% of the gross national product on health care, then an employer-sponsored health insurance system, if they can keep it under $11,500 with each employee, then they figure the employers are going to figure that that they have done their job on the books. And there's the essential element of treatment is really going to be the issue. And this is where Parker Pathways is going to pound away at this constitutional amendment as the element of how treatment is implemented and how the cause and effect relationship of clinical coding of medical diseases, the clinical testing of medical diseases, and the concept of the drugs that will be either approved of or not approved of in these plans. And this is why I want to make sure that we cover that after we come back from the break on colorectal cancer and lung cancer drugs that you need to know about. We'll see you after the break. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
To talk about foreign medical care, one needs to keep in mind that a lot of drugs that are transferable in these foreign medical care systems may or may not be adequate, because what is happening is that there isn't any provision really for alternate medical care, because alternate medical care is already going to be legislated in a different way. I'm glad to see that there were quite a few calls from Parker Pathway listeners to the FDA concerning making vitamins and supplements as a drug, and even the attempt, which which is just an outside sidebar all the way around, to have water as a drug. I find this of great interest, since the FDA so they don't regulate to bottled water because it's not a food, yet water is valuable for the fact to be alive on the planet. The drugs that I want to mention that have to do with the foreign health care system and tied in with plans need to include in America the concept of colorectal cancer and lung cancer. There is a drug called Vectibix, and that's a treatment for colorectal cancer that's spread, has metastasized. In other words, it's spread to other parts of the body. And this is given after chemotherapy, but this is a monoclonal antibody. And it binds a protein to the epidermal growth factors on some cancer cells, and it slows the tumor growth in colorectal cancer. And there's a the approval of Vectibix by the FDA is approval based upon other drugs, which are fluoropyrimidine as chemotherapy for colorectal and lung cancer. The whole thing is that there's another chemotherapy that's called irinotecan. And these two drugs, of course, on the don't do well with tap water. So one would almost have to take their own water to some of these foreign healthcare systems. Amgen Incorporated produces Vectibix, and that's an American company, of course. There is another drug which is called avastatin. This is really, the real name for it is Becasizodab, and the Becasizodab is in combination with another drug called carboplatin and Paclitaxel Taxol. And usually with a short version of that is Taxol, that a lot of people know. But this is a for treatment for unresectable, in other words, not taking out part of the colon, and it's in recurrent or metastatic non-squamous cells. And there's an increase of survival time if you add for colorectal cancer, if you can have a standard chemotherapy program at the same time. Lung cancer has a response to Avastin as one of the drugs for the process of being able to have the reticulate cells in the lung. These are very webby kind of important cells in the lung, and for lung cancer, it affects those webs in the lung, and the side effects from this, and of course, if side effects occurred in foreign medical care, you'd have wound healing complications. And something that I, and in a research point of view, pay a lot of attention to is the albumin deficiency that would occur with this Avastin. But Avastin, I want you to know about, because if you add this with chemotherapy, this can be highly effective from the basis of clinical trials for the cancer of the colon and the rectum. There's another concept in a lot of these global treaties on the testing for HIV, which is, you know, the HIV-1, there's an HIV-1 RNA qualitative testing system, which really tests the ribonucleic acid, which is the RNA, the nucleic acid, which is the genetic material of HIV-1, and this is not for the antigen, but for the antibodies, and the concept of genetic material. It's a gene-based test, in other words. And this has been approved by the FDA. But a lot of these contracts for foreign medicine may not include these particular diagnostic tests. And and I could do a lot of aspects of discussing this further. By the way, if you have any questions, concerning any of these subjects of privatization of water, the connection of the House of Representatives on making rules, justifications on protecting gene identification for the social insurance concepts, or any of these other subjects that we're going to discuss in tandem with the past shows, as well as what we're going to be doing in future shows, too. A lot of times there are questions that you want to have answered. You can go to the email, and you can go to my email, kwati@sbcglobal.net. And for a hard copy, you can write to Wynn Research Center, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California, 94030. And I want to mention about autism. There is a drug called Risperdal, and this is really a adult antipsychotic drug. And this is going to be used and is being used right now in a way for autism and children to treat these behaviors of irritability and aggression and deliberate self-injury, temper tantrums. But I think this particular drug is probably going to be the first one that goes onto the global treaties for the control. What Risperdal was originally designed for was really the short-term treatment in adults with schizophrenia. And so the short-term treatment of adults that have manic episodes, or mixed episodes, it's called. For the psychologists, they call it extreme mood swings. Risperdal has been very effective. And I think that this will be definitely one of the treaty drugs that will go into the foreign healthcare system. So I wanted to make sure that you understood that drug control conceptual ideas from that are under treaty. Now, based upon all of this concept of what China is doing, they are trying to do the same thing that Germans have been doing in terms of privatization of our water, for buying American water districts through an American front company. There is a company that's called Topo Target. Anytime you see the word Target, you can pretty well count that there's an overseas connection. They're buying out a company called Apoxis, A-P-O-X-I-S, and this is a company that makes a lot of cancer products, and these oncology products are really already into clinical trial. For melanoma and cutaneous T-cell lymphomas. And this will be a huge cancer market because of the development of the what I call not only the sun, but also the internal metabolic systems of humans that are becoming changed by real-world toxins. Cambridge Laboratories have reconstructed Britain's operations to tie in with China on the central nervous system. They plan to take over most of the central nervous system market in drugs, and their focus on secondary care markets, because that'll be a future market that is going to be part of that 5% that I talk about on the economy of scale of human beings that are just not being taken care of adequately. And there is a company called Vaxgen, V-A-X-G-E-N. You look over their intellectual property, they've settled with America to take over a company that is developing contracts for vaccines. And the Vaxgen will be one of the biggest contract vaccine companies in the world before it's over with, in my opinion. There isn't any question about it. They want to develop to be the complete supplier. There's another company called Firmavir Pharmaceuticals, F-E-R-M-A-V-I-R Pharmaceuticals, and they've developed a merger agreement with Inhibitex in America, and this is, we'll assume, they're going to do an outstanding share exchange of $13.9 million of Firmavir's options. So this option is going to change into a shareholder expectation of a 20%, I think that will be a 27% ownership by the Chinese of this particular company for vaccines. And they're interested in the cytomegalovirus. And most cytomegaloviruses are going to lead into for the treatment of the HIV and AIDS, which is very important for this test kit concept that's going to be used for HIV-1 for the genetic RNA sequence that will be done with a personalized HIV-1 test kit. And the Environmental Protection Agency has contracted with Nova Screen Biosciences to profile potential toxins. And these this whole concept of developing cytotoxicity profile panels, and this is what we've been talking about in Parker Pathways for some time, and these concepts of testing with biochemical and cellular assays are going to be one of the ways to discover any of the how these pesticides interact with the environment and the human and animals. And this is about as important as you can get in terms of the first defined way by which their potential toxins can prioritize the environmental chemicals, because where we are now is that the animal and food chain is receiving toxins of which there are no remedies. And even to know what they are, in other words, we have 1,500-plus disinfectant byproducts in drinking water right now in America, and only about 30 of them are actually going to be studied. All of them are bromides, hydroxytic acids, and other forms of chloramine interactions that cause the changes of what are called the iodine sinks in chemistry. You add that, a little bit of recycled water in the irrigation system, change the gene structure of plants, going to change the gene structure of humans, and that's already been done with animals already. So this is going to be one of the great important aspects in control of our environment by other global treaties. So the other cancer-marking systems for prostate cancer will be researched out on chromosome 8, and where chromosome 8 is the defining concept of susceptibility for cancer, of course, for males. So the thing is that this is going to be involved with the Keck School of Medicine at the University of Southern California in tandem with China. Now, the other treaty concepts will be to define and developing the gene that's linked to schizophrenia, which was part of the autism system for children, and that the genetic code for schizophrenia as a psychiatric illness will reveal what are called SNPs, which are short proteins. And the genes that have been isolated at this moment, which are under treaty globally, of which are in the gene system for humans, is CSF2RA gene and the IL3RA gene. These two genes alone will be multi-billions of dollars worth of drug outcomes in treaties around the world controlled by China. There's another company called BioBase, and BioBase has received a European research contract, and they're going to be called, it's a $3 million for each drug system that they're going to have to be tested to integrate information systems. And these therapeutic agents are going to be on the information system and be part of the gene profiles that are transferred electronically around the world. And this is in a field which is going to be called the metabolics and the metabolomics. And the transfer of metabolic processes and gene systems will be part of global treaties transferred electronically around the world. When we come back and for the last few minutes of Parker Pathways, we'll do some statements that are tied in on what I call mind changes.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Dr. Wynn Parker, And we've been discussing foreign medical care and patent law and China. And this all brings to concepts of being able to develop a whole way of looking at people. I happen to feel that the issue in Dallas, Texas, about landlords not renting their property to immigrants is just the tip of the iceberg of a very bigger issue in terms of this. I know if I had property, you should be able to tell what's going to be on your property, but I don't want to get into that discussion at the moment. But I think Dallas, Texas has taken up a real banner there, and they're trying to do something that has a reflection of what I call the whole idea that we need to know about these treaties and concepts and people and understanding of things. So I feel that the foreign water trust concept in America is something that needs to be done to really overcome another little creepy aspect of free trade zones in South America that will be taking a lot of economic groupings like Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Venezuela, all want to merge and put the effect of like a European-like economy union so that they can have a population size with the NAFTA population. And a lot of people may think that China's growing pull on South America commodities is not important, but it is. And these treaties concerning health care, food, processing of food, is influencing the South American commodity market in these new alliances of a South America free trade zone. And if the United States needs to pay attention to South America and its concept and the Chinese influence on how they're putting forth a lot of these block-to-block agreements, they're called, and where they're going with them. And how you do things like this is terms that we need to have a different vision as to how we handle people in our country, the elderly, how to take care of them, the children, how to take care of them, how to have medical care that makes sense without socializing it and having a ruinous process by which will affect the patent law and concept of how you rule on terms of what is an obvious or a non-obvious invention, which was just decided by the United States Supreme Court, which will make it even more difficult to be able to compete on these treaty medical processes and food processes. I want to dedicate to the mothers, our mother, particularly Rita, and to my own mother. And God bless all of you mothers. God bless America. Listen for the next Parker Pathways next Sunday, 10 to 12 Central Time. And God bless America and liberty and justice for all. Bye-bye.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a